Now, speaking of the grand final, drones. Do we really need drones checking on the grand final celebration? I'll be talking to the police a bit later about this, but it's reported the drones in the air wing will be up over the weekend, making sure there's no outdoor gatherings that are too big or parties underway. I'll ask the police later about, I don't know, is it a step too far? Can't we be trusted? Well, I guess if Daniel Andrews, Jenny Marcakos, Lisa Neville, Chris Eccles and Andrew Crisp and Brett Sutton, you wonder about trusting them. Maybe the government can't trust itself. How can it trust us? Is it fair enough we're over the top? One man who believes over the top is a state member of parliament, Liberal Democrats, David Limbrick. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Okay. Is it over the top to have a drone over your backyard?
Absolutely, it's over the top. I mean, we've seen this over-surveillance during the pandemic, and I fear that, you know, this will turn into COVID normal and then it'll just end up becoming normal. I mean, what we've seen with drones is that they've been used for, you know, general surveillance, and we haven't had this discussion in the community about, you know, are we prepared to deal with the issues around this? I mean, the drones are unmarked for a start, so you don't know whether it's the police spying on you or whether it's just some normal voyeur. And we don't know what they're doing with the data. I think there's lots of issues around this. And look, if you look at the recent Roy Morgan poll, I mean, trust in the police is at an all-time low because they've had to, they've been forced into enforcing all of these rules that don't make a lot of sense to a lot of people, and they're upset about it. So,
but in these circumstances, we're in the middle of a critical situation. Is it really that much of an intrusion for a little machine to fly over the top and see if you've got 20 people in the backyard? Is it really that bad?
Do people feel that, you know, they want to have drones spying on their backyard barbecues? You know, is this the sort of society that we want to turn
into? No, it's not. It's not. But I don't want a society where they're going to check the police. I have to carry papers when I'm driving down the roads either. I don't want a society that chases old ladies around parks for not wearing a mask. But that's where we are. That's the sort of situation we're in. Don't we have to give up some basic liberties?
Well, I mean, there's been some limitations, but I mean, there hasn't been any disclosure about, you know, what are the evidence that they're using to make these decisions, and the Human Rights Charter assessments that they've been apparently doing, none of them are public. So, you know, they keep talking about, you know, trust the experts, but the experts don't trust us, clearly. I mean, they don't trust us with this information. They don't trust us to, you know, do the right thing. And, you know, trust works both ways.
Well, I'm talking to the police later. What's the message to them? I mean, I'm assuming it's their decision. They're not acting a government direction. What's the message you've got for the police?
Well, I think they need to be transparent about, you know, what are they actually doing with these drones? Will they be marked or not? And what's going to happen to the footage that they collect with it? Is it going to be stored on a police database and used in the future? Like, what are they going to do with this data? I mean, no one really knows the answers to these questions. I mean, I've asked about this numerous times in the Parliamentary Accounts and Estimates Committee and in Parliament.
You remember, so you want to know whether they'll be marked, you want to know what happens to the footage, and what else?
Yep. And under what circumstances are they going to be used? I mean, there's lots of people that think that drones, you know, and I agree that drones are a very useful police tool, but should they be used for general surveillance or should they be used for crime response and investigation? And I'm of the view that I don't think that it's appropriate that they're used for general surveillance of the public.
Okay.
And I think that there's a lot of Victorians that would agree with that. They don't want them spying on them when they're at the beach or in their backyard.
Do you reckon we get the cities or the states, or particularly the city, getting close to tipping point over all this?
Yes. I mean, the amount of people that contact my office that are just totally fed up with, you know, some of these rules that don't make sense. I mean, the government clearly doesn't have anyone sensible in the room, as we've seen from this Cox Plate debacle this week.
Yeah.
They don't have anyone sensible in the room who's saying, hey, wait a minute, maybe this isn't such a great idea. I mean,
pub test, yeah. Okay, well, thanks very much. State MP, I agree with that bit. I don't know about the drones. Problem or not, 96900 693 13 13 32, Liberal Democrat, State Member of Parliament, David Limbaugh.